Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Mike and Brian. Today, we have a very special guest, you guys. We've been listening to you. We hear you. And we knew we needed some estrogen on here. So we brought our friend, Demi Burnett, from season 23, The Bachelor, to talk it out with us. How are you, Demi?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm so glad to be here. You guys are so cool doing this podcast together. I love this.
We're glad to have you on. For those of you guys that are listening but not able to see us, Demi looks fantastic. She got the curls in today, so we're glad to see your face and get to hear you and talk to you today.
Oh, thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
No problem, baby. But today, before we get started, we're going to do the hot takes, right? This is something new that we're starting here on our podcast. We love the hot takes. Hot takes, if you don't know and unfamiliar, is basically we're going to talk about something that's passionate to us and get right into it. If we disagree, we disagree. Brian, how about you start us off with your hot take for today?
All right, Mike. This one's basically a pet peeve of mine, okay? And I actually saw this on my feed, and I laughed because the man's reaction was basically every man that I've ever known, right? So, ladies, I mean, don't tell your man that you're not hungry and tell him not to order you food. And when he gets his food, you start picking at it, you know, stealing fries, stealing nuggets, whatever the case may be. And this isn't just, you know, oh, let me have one. Like, pretty much by the end of it, you guys pretty much went half on all the food. And that's not what we signed up for initially when we purchased the food.
Brian, it's how old are you?
I'm 41 years old, man. Right, I'm a grown ass man.
You're a grown ass man, so your grown ass man should know by now. You got to order two different things, bro.
You're right. You know what? I'm going to have to do that. And it's funny because in the video, she switched it up a little bit. She switched food. So like he bought a hamburger. She bought a chicken sandwich. He's like, I don't want this. Take this. And the guy's reaction was off the board. But
you
in general,
that you like.
But what if I don't want a chicken sandwich? I ordered a burger because I ordered a burger.
You got to do is you got to get, this is what me and my dad do. We both get something on the menu that we both want, but we can't decide between the two.
And
you get one of each, and then we split it half and half.
But like, what's Demi? I want to get the female opinion on this. Like, what goes through your head? What goes through women's head when they don't order anything, and then they're like, "Oh, I want a fry. I want this." Like, is that a test? What's going on?
No, it's because once you start smelling those nuggies, smelling those fries, you're like, maybe, like, I would like one, like, they smell so good, or like, you know, I now all of a sudden I just want a bite. But like, I'm not the kind of girl who's gonna eat half the plate, but I'm definitely gonna take a bite. And whenever guys are like, you can't even have a bite, and they're stingy about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, calm down, just let me have a bite.
I'm gonna get you a whole one, and you could save it for later, you could eat some now,
it's
some
a waste.
Later
it's a waste.
No, right, you know, so you're gonna want it later. You know, you're gonna want a little late night snack later, possibly.
Stick those chicken nuggies in the air fryer.
There you go.
You don't eat Rachel food, Brian?
No.
Exactly.
I usually order my own. I have my plate. She has hers. We're good.
Hey, you just got... We're going to lose this battle, bro.
You're right.
We're going to lose this battle. So my hot take for the day is some time ago, I was seeing this woman. We were dating, you could say, and we went out. We had some drinks, so we were tipsy. If we would have been pulled over by the police, we would have, you know, failed the breathalyzer, right? So we took an Uber for those that care about our safety, and we got back to the house, and this woman told me the story. I'll tell you the story, but she told her friends what took place, right? And one of her friends started crying, and she told me the story. And I'm like, damn, why'd your friend cry? And she was like, because she's been taken advantage of in a situation to where she was drunk, and she's not used to hearing men allow, take care of the woman, put her in bed, and then leave and or just go to sleep, right? And let her be in peace, right? And so my hot take of the day is simply this. Fellas, how about like when you out with your lady or whatever, when you out with your person, they cannot consent when they're drunk. It's as simple as that. I'm tired of like, you know, hearing all these cases come out. We got Deshaun Watson. We got all these people coming out with these cases. Just stop it. It's simple to me. Like, stop sleeping with women when she's drunk and or you're drunk. It's not what we do. It's 2021. Get over that shit.
So are you saying both people should be sober every time you have sex?
I'm saying you can have a drink or two, right? But you don't need to be messing with somebody when they're drunk. It's that simple, bro. It truly is that simple. This includes your wife and or husband. Like, people sometimes forget, like, oh, I can take advantage of my spouse because I'm married to them. No, the hell you can't.
Of course, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, it's a very, very, like, fine line, too, because, like, I mean, I love, like, sloppy drunk sex, but,
see,
like,
it has to be Superman.
If I'm blacked out, just because you can't remember it, it's even more sick because you're like, well, they must have remembered it. And like, what was I doing? Was I just like unconscious? Like, that's really weird. But it's just kind of like something that our society is just like adapted to. It's just crazy. Like, if you think about it that way, because we have adapted to it just being like, okay, yeah, I made a mistake last night, but it's like, I didn't make a mistake. Like, I mean, maybe getting drunk was the mistake, but like, that doesn't mean that I deserve to be taken advantage of and not remember any of it. And like, that's really weird.
No, I'm your brother and I got your back. Fuck that. You didn't make a mistake by getting drunk. Shit, have fun. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, have fun. Yeah. But here on Talking It Out, from two male perspectives and having you on today, we discuss real shit and we're going to set the tone of what the society needs to be like. And having sleeping with someone blacked out is not what it is.
You don't have the consent, and giving the consent is more than just like for me, like, I've used sex as like a really fun thing. I love sex. But whenever it comes down to that, now you're coming down to like psychological things.
And just, I'm gonna end it with this right here. Why even have sex with someone that is blacked out? Like,
yeah, you still pleasure in that.
You ain't King Ding-a-ling, right? You ain't doing nothing big. Like, straight up.
Probably
like,
just because it's easier.
And that's a whole nother issue.
Part.
Yeah, that's the disgusting
taking
part.
Taking advantage.
Like,
yep.
I want my girl to be like, yo, Mike, you did that. You know what I mean? Like,
you wanted her to remember it. You wanted to tell you about it in the morning too. You know what I mean? But
yes,
she can't remember.
I love you guys' hot takes, but we have Demi Burnett in the house today, and so I can't wait for us to be able to talk to her about sex positivity, sexual harassment, things that have taken place against her, and how she's just a badass woman, and she continues to do so, and how we all can learn from her. So let's get into it. But Demi, see, this is why we got you on today. Like, we love you because you're just a person that always speaks your mind in this franchise. You are a pioneer in that regard. My conversations with you online, offline are always hilarious and just forward, you know, forwarding the conversation. You're sex positive. You say you love sex. Hell, I love sex. Lord knows it. I got some things coming out in the future in regards to it. You're the first person in the franchise, you know, to have the same sex relationship. I was there with you. You know, in Bachelor in Paradise 2019. Man, it seems like so long ago, right?
Wow.
Ages.
It's been so long.
so long ago.
So Demi, I want to take you back, you know, when you were on Paradise, you know, you were so outspoken and you were so sex positive, and you were actually the first person in the Bachelor franchise to have a same sex relationship on screen, which basically makes you a pioneer. So I want to know, what was the moment leading up to that? Like, what was going through your head? Like, wow, I am about to come out and basically do something that's never been done. Like, what was going through your mind during that time?
You know, it was a very, very complicated time. I've never felt more scared and insecure and not unsure because I knew I wanted her, but like, just fearful of the way other people would perceive it, especially like the public. Yes, but I'm like, you know, in the time, it's like 2019, like, you know, being homosexual or being in the LGBTQ community is much more accepted at that time than it has been in the past. So I wasn't too worried about public perception. I knew that like there would be a lot of people that would, you know, stand up for me that were in the community as well, or just people who are good people that would stand up for me. And the biggest thing though was like I feared for my family, like not my parents, they knew, like they were totally accepting of me. They said that they always had an inkling that I was into both, but it was more about like the more conservative members of my family, like the grandparents and stuff like that, and having a fear that I would disappoint them, embarrass them, let them down. It weighed really heavily on me. And that's what gave me the most anxiety, is like, just feeling like I was doing something wrong, even though I know I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, you know, after the day I got engaged, less than 24 hours later, a producer comes into our hotel room and says, hey, we just want to let you, we don't have our phones still or anything. Like, we're just like enjoying this like time we get together in the hotel. And a producer comes in and says, hey, just so you know, Reality Steve has already leaked that you guys got engaged. And I'm like, what? He's already outed me to my family? Like, not my parents, but like the world, my whole family.
And you hadn't told him anything, right? Because that's what I read, that he basically jumped the gun.
No, I definitely did not tell my grandparents anything. I told my parents, but not my grandparents. Yeah. Like, gotcha. I didn't talk to any of the other family members, like in my family. Family is more than just your parents.
Yeah, of course.
And your siblings. Like, there's a lot of people out there and like a lot of people that I felt like I was letting down. And like, I felt like I was embarrassing them. And so like, and then Christian hadn't come out to her family entirely. So she was really upset about it. And I mean, I remember whenever I got my phone back, I talked to my grandma and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh, wow.
Saying, I can't believe you did that on national television. I like disgusted with me. She was watching it with like her, or not watching it. She was reading about the spoilers with her youth group, like, or not youth group, church group. I call it a youth group because that's all I remember from church. But like her small group, I guess you would call it. And she's like, yeah, we all like saw it. And like, and she's crying and she's just like, I can't believe you would do this, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I didn't think you were going to take it this bad. And I bet you would have taken it a lot better if it came from me and you didn't like read about it. And like, I did embarrass you in front of your friends. And I know that she doesn't have an ill intent across it. Like, it's just how she grew up. She grew up thinking it was wrong. But like, she knows me and she knows like I'm not a bad person.
Yeah. Like, were you able to like sit down with her and like flush that out and, you know, explain to her how you were feeling?
You know, it's kind of put a big hinder on our relationship. But my grandpa, so her husband, he basically told her like, it doesn't matter because we will do whatever we can to have Demi in our lives. Like, it doesn't matter, all of that stuff. So he like talks some sense into her. And even my grandma's mom, my great grandma, she's a German woman. And she's like, ah, it doesn't matter. She's like, none of it matters. She's like, who cares if she likes girls? Who cares? And so
it's her life. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, she's kind of come around to it, but I think that she just was so conditioned to think it was wrong that it's going to always be hard for her to understand, but I'm okay with that. I just, you know, want her to know that I am exactly who I've always been with her. I'm still that little girl that she, you know, would give bubble baths to and feed me like cheese plates in the bubble bath and spoil me and like be so cute. And I'm still the nice, sweet human I've always been, just because like who I like, it doesn't change any of that. And I think that she knows that. But it did cause a huge strain on our relationship for a while. And that's what hurt the most, was the damage that it did in my relationships with my family.
Damn you, Reality Steve.
Can you just touch on, in your words, exactly what sex positive means to you?
You know, I heard this on a TV show. I can't remember what TV. It might have actually been Shameless. I heard it a while ago. And
you
it
love
went,
that show.
Right? Second oh my gosh, mention.
Of course I do. Yeah. It's because I'm rewatching it right now, so it's on my mind. But someone in the show, it was actually a trans man in the show, and he's talking about sex positivity, and he said, all sex is good sex as long as it's safe and consensual. And so, like, that's what positivity is. Like, sex positivity is for me. It's not judging people based on something. People have like this crazy stigma around sex and how, like, I mean, I grew up in a way where it was viewed as bad and wrong and like only do it if you're married to this person and whatnot, just from everyone around me. And then one day I was a virgin till I was 18, and then I had sex and I was like, what's the big freaking deal? Like, why is everyone tripping over this? Like, it's just fun. And so it's like, I celebrate sex and I think that sex is great and I think it's good for people, and it's your choice. If you want to have sex, have it. I don't care. If you don't have it. I don't care either. Yeah. So it's just about being like supportive of sex and less shameful because it has been so shamed in the past.
So Demi, I was asking about sex positivity and I like your definition of it. I would add that it doesn't have to be just sex, right? So for example, breastfeeding in public, I think that is something of sex positivity as well. When it comes to I'm not a woman, so I don't have like a big breast per se, but I know that sometimes wearing a bra, that shit could be tight. You know what I mean? So if a woman doesn't decide to wear a bra, that's why are we, why do people trip over that? And then
I don't wear them. I don't wear them. Mm-mm.
You said, mm-mm.
No, anti-bra club.
No, they hurt. They really, like they're very uncomfortable. And I remember whenever I was working at Hooters, I would wear a sports bra because like I didn't want to wear a regular bra. And even the sports bra, I'd get home from work every day and I'd just be scratching underneath my titties.
Yeah.
Like all that material rubbing all day, suffocating you. And I was like, this is so awful wearing a bra every day. Like if you can't handle seeing a nipple through a shirt, like you got nipples too. Like everyone's got nipples.
That's the funny thing. People talk so much crap about people that are sex positive, but they love this shit. Like deep down inside, I think about Mia Khalifa when she was a porn star, and the people talking shit about her the most were the people that were watching her the most.
Like the freakiest ones, right?
Yeah,
I mean, are you freakier if you like, you think it's taboo or you talk bad about it? I mean, a lot of times those might be the people that are worse or the most, you know, the people that think about sex the most.
Exactly. And we got a bunch of animals on this planet. None of them are wearing clothes. None of them are covering up their, you know, boobies for anyone, you know? So it's like, what's the big deal? Like you can,
it's part of nature. It's normal.
Like,
it's biology.
We can't control this. You want me to put my boobs in holsters to make you more comfortable? I don't think so.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
So Demi, let me ask you something. Like, how did you, I mean, you mentioned it was like during that high school time, like how did you get to this place of being so comfortable with your sexual identity? Like, was there somebody that influenced you during that time that you spoke about?
So I think what happened was whenever I was in high school, I was kind of known as like the virgin, like kind of like a tease, because I thought that if I had sex with someone, everyone was going to talk bad about me, call me a slut, call me a whore, call me a hoe, all these things. And the weight of those words, I valued the weight of them at that time in my life, just because I didn't really know any better. And then at 18, I lost my virginity, went to college, went on a sexcapade, had the best time of my life. And then I realized, like, I don't even care if people are saying that I'm a slut or a whore, because I'm having fun and I feel good about this and I'm not hurting anyone and I'm not hurting myself. So what does it matter?
When was that switch? Like, do you remember something that switched to say, I don't give a fuck, I love it.
Yeah,
I'm not hurting nobody. What was that?
It was, also a lot of people like talk about me behind my back. And I used to really care about that. But now I'm like, if you hear someone talking about me, don't tell me. I don't want to know what they're saying behind my back, because that's not my business. I don't care.
Exactly. That's
like,
their business.
I'm doing me. Yeah, exactly. I'm doing me. If they're talking about me, I love that I'm on their mind. But it was like probably my freshman year of college. I like hooked up with this one guy, and like a week later I hooked up with like one of his fraternity brothers, and he was like so mad at me. And I was like, dude, who cares? Like, we're just having fun here. Like, you weren't trying to wife me up.
When did you get like this aura of big dick energy, and how did you learn to?
It's big Demi energy.
Yeah, let me get it right.
It's both. Right. It's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable, baby. At what time? Because we live in a world to where when you have someone that is sex positive, for some reason, to some dumbasses out there, it speaks to, oh, she's allowing me to open the door, or he's allowing me to open the door to say this and or do this, right? Just because an individual sex positive doesn't mean that you can disrespect me, right? Like, tell me some stories in regards to, well, I don't want to know stories. I want to know your thoughts on how does it feel when you are sex positive, but you still get disrespected?
It's uncomfortable, because a lot of the time I feel disrespected is with people I don't really know that much. And just because I'm like friendly, it comes across as like an open gate to them to be that way. And like, I know I'm flirty. That's my personality, but like I flirt with everyone. Like, I flirt with people not to be sexual about it, but to know that I see people and I want them to feel special, because that's like one of the greatest feelings for me is whenever someone goes out of their way to make me feel special. And it's not sexual at all. It's like, hey, you're a human and I see you and I want to make you happy today. You know, I want to bring some kind of light to your life today. So whenever I do that with people. Like, I mean, the other day it was like the Postmates man, and he was disgusting. Like, I was so nice to him. I was just like, hi, yeah, like, how's your day going? Like, trying to be bubbly and friendly. And I was like, kind of, I was halfway like in the door. So the door's like cracked. And I was like, hold on, let me grab my ID, because I was ordering some puff bars. And I like grabbed my ID and I was like giving them to him. And he, as I was like grabbing it though, I could hear him. And he said under his breath, but I still heard him, he was like, a lot better now. And he was like some like 70-year-old overweight white man, like white hair, like very creepy. And I was just like, are you serious? Like. Right, my Postmate driver, and then my Uber drivers lately, I get the Uber Black XL, but I get it like late at night because like I want the safest option. I'm like, okay, if I get the most expensive one, maybe it'll be the safest.
And faster.
Yeah. My Uber driver the other day, he's like, hey, sit in the front with me. And I was like, uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, like, what am I going to say? No. So I get in the front seat and I'm just like, he's driving me home. He's chit-chatting with me. He's dropping me off. He knows where I live now. And he says, can I have a kiss? This man is like in his 60s or 70s as well. Yes, asking for a kiss. And he's old man. And I'm like, no offense to any elder men, but like, I mean, do you think that I would be jumping aboard that train right now? No.
Like, and so despite
age, hell no. I looked at him, I said, hell no. What is wrong with you? And I got out of the car. But that's not the first time it's happened. I've had another Uber driver who stalked me outside of my house. And I'm like, can y'all just stick to your profession? Like, what? Seriously. Just because I'm nice and I'm trying to make you feel like a human being and trying to make you feel like, you know, like special in this world and like, you know, not just blowing you off and being a bitch to you. You're going to take advantage of that and be so creepy.
I feel like a lot of guys have that problem. Like, they don't know how to decipher certain things. Like, they're thinking, oh, she's flirting with me, when in reality, you're just being a decent human being and being nice. Like, right. What advice can you give guys out there, like, to really know how to differentiate between the two?
I would say that know your like place in the world. Like, I mean, like, if
be more
like
self-aware.
70, yeah. If you're 70 years old and I'm 26 years old, like I have to come on to you at that point. Like it's not some magical chemistry that you think we're feeling. Like, no, I'm just trying to be a kind human to you. And, you know, also, I understand how it could be hard to differentiate between flirting and friendliness. I get that. It's not like it's like something that
it's black and white.
Am blaming them for. Yeah, it's not black and white. There is like a gray area. I am a flirty person. I get it. But if I'm clearly not making any advances towards you and like you could tell like I'm just being friendly, like for you to be so bold to ask something so out of the ballpark like that, like, can I kiss you or my day is better now because you're looking at me and I'm in like an oversized t-shirt and I clearly don't have pants on, but can't see anything. You just made a weird fantasy out of it. That's too far. Like, just cool your role and play it by ear. Like, even if you think maybe they're interested, don't make a move until you for sure know that they are. Like, if I'm interested in a guy, I'm going to be doing something different than just being really friendly and nice to you.
And it's not just old men, right? It's at any age, right? I want to make sure that we distinguish.
Yeah, but like, I always feel the worst. I feel the worst for old men because I'm like, oh man, they probably just like, you know, which is a conditioning, social conditioning.
Exactly.
For me.
That's what I was going to say.
Because like, I should not feel bad about rejecting people and not kissing people and not giving these men this attention. But I just do because societal conditioning to it, you know, it sucks. But yeah, guys my age, they'll try to hit on me and I'll be like, get the F away from me right now. Like, don't even, no, go.
So for men out there listening to you, Demi, I want them to know that a man could say, oh, I'm a pro feminism. I'm a feminist. I respect women. But have that same energy when your male homies come and talk to you about what they've done and or what took place within a woman, right? You need to check their ass just like you respect that woman, because you really don't respect that woman if you're not checking your male friends. And so with that being said, Reality Steve, you're not my friend and I'm gonna check your ass right now. You're not gonna talk down to my friend, Demi, Christina, Jay, all my ladies in the game. Channel, I'm not gonna have that. I won't have that. And I remember listening to our sister podcast, Clickbait, and Natasha was asking Joe, has Reality Steve spoken to any men? And from my season, I don't know about you, Brian, he hasn't. And then I was listening, read his BS statement, and I think he kind of alludes to it. He says that people ate it up. Unfortunately, back then, that's what we were doing, degrading women to keep numbers up on the website. So I think that he specifically chose to come at women. And this is why I want men to know, you can't be pro-feminism if you're not defending women behind their back, right? Call your homies out. Call your male friends out.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I agree with that a lot. And I agree with that in that way and also reverse way. We should all be checking each other, whether, you know, no matter what, male, woman, trans,
human
non-binary,
being.
That, yeah, that,
like,
that just shows good character.
People, yeah. Yeah, like, call me out for doing something that I shouldn't be saying. And, like, I'm not the kind of person who's like, no, I stand by this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I realized that that was a really crappy thing to say about someone. You know, we all say things that we shouldn't say at times, but it really matters about, like, how you are willing to change them.
So as far as, let's go back to Reality Steve for a second. He actually came out with an apology, a long-winded apology. I wanted to get your thoughts because he actually addressed you specifically in his apology, and we wanted to get your thoughts on it.
I did see that. You know, I feel a lot of ways about this because I do believe that I do understand his confusion because, like I said, I feel like, and it's not my fault, but like I can be confusing because I am so nice that people mistake it for more than just being nice and friendliness. But I would have a lot more respect for him if he were to just say, you know what? I was being creepy. I thought she was hot. I made an advance I shouldn't have made. I shouldn't have done it. I just did it because I thought she was hot, but yeah, I get it. It was weird. Instead of this whole, I didn't know I had any power over these people. Like that power, everyone in Bachelor Nation or even just like anyone who would observe the situation could tell that there's a power dynamic there. It's a man who has dirt on us and who can ruin our lives. And if you will notice, which makes me the most mad because he doesn't acknowledge this, is that he has hated on me severely, called me the worst name, like the annoying, she just does everything for herself, like said the meanest things about me I guess it's been years now. And then the second that I gave him the time of day just to like have peace with him, I guess, and have a somewhat kind of like relationship with him, not that kind of relationship, but just like a friendly relationship. So maybe he would stop talking about me. He stopped saying nasty things about me. The worst thing he said about me since that time that I like went on his live, had this conversation with him. The worst thing he said was Jimmy, I guess, isn't coming on my podcast. He stopped saying I was annoying. He stopped saying that I was super selfish. He stopped saying all these ugly, ugly things about me. And he said nothing. So clearly what I was doing worked. I was like, I'm going to get good with him so he won't talk bad about me. He won't bash me. He won't gossip about me. And it worked. And so for him to say he doesn't see the power dynamic, I'm like, you're not dumb, dude. You're not dumb. You're clearly very smart, very calculated. You know what you're doing. So just own the fact that you were being a creep and you were being inappropriate. And that's it. I don't need this. I had no idea. And I never thought about the fact that I had a power over these women and blah, blah. That is BS to the T, BS. You would have to be someone who has never, ever, ever even heard of the show before to think that. Like someone who, you know, lives in Antarctica or something. Like there's no way that you don't see the power dynamic. You can see it from every point of view. And you know that you have an army of people on your side that will go to bat for whatever you give them because you're giving them spoilers. So they're loyal to you because they rely on you for the spoilers. And then you're giving them information about contestants. And like they said on the Clickbait podcast, the validation comes from the spoilers always being correct or for the most part correct. So then, of course, the gossip must be correct. Like, you know that there's a power dynamic. There's no way you don't. And you even treat it that way because you started being nice to me once I started talking to you because, like, I had never talked to him before. I was mean to him. Like, I would tweet crap to him.
Did he call you his friend, like, recently? Did he mention that, or am I mistaken? Because like now in his apology, he's calling you his acquaintance.
He didn't say the word friend in his apology or his statement.
He said acquaintance in his apology. So I thought, okay, now before she was your friend, and now it's like, how many times have you even talked to this guy? And then when I saw it, it's like, we barely talked. So that makes his whole story about his sex dream even more creepy. Like, it's like you barely even know this girl.
I know. It was really weird. And for me personally, it was weird, but I'm kind of used to it. Like most women in America are used to this, maybe around the world. I don't know how other cultures work with this kind of thing, but it was very uncomfortable. So whenever I'm on the phone with him and he's telling me this stuff, I'm just like, oh my God, it's so crazy. It's so funny, whatever. And then I'm like, this man has been bashing me on the internet for so long and making people, because there are people in Bachelor Nation, even if they're fans of the show, they're still fans of him because he gets the spoilers to them. Mm-hmm. So they're reading his spoilers and he's tainting their opinion on me by what he's saying, how annoying I am, how attention seeking I am, like all these things. So then that's tainting me. So like now a bunch of people are hating me and I'm getting all these negative comments about being annoying, about being this and that, because he started all this. Well, the second I made friends with him, he stopped saying all of that. So why wouldn't I make friends with him? You know, why wouldn't anyone?
That was a good psychology that you did. Yeah.
That totally plays into the power dynamic that you're talking about too.
Great psychology that you did. I feel when I was listening to our sister station Clickbait, Tayshia had me, I was so enthralled by what she was saying in regards to how, the again, what you're saying, the power dynamic, right? Because as someone, and fans get mad at us, they're like, you're putting us a box, right? Because if you respond to it, fans are going to be like, well, why are you so sensitive? Or this must be true because you're responding to it. And then in the same token, do you just shut up and be quiet and let someone talk shit about you and or say these things that may or may not be true? And so I just want to talk to the fans and say, you know, pay attention to the things that you're thinking and things that you're saying and the way that you're being influenced by someone, right? These are still human beings. These ladies out here that Reality Steve is talking about, Demi, you are a human being. And I think that at times when people see us on a TV screen, they almost forget that.
Yeah, right? No. And then they also mention, oh, you signed up for this.
Yeah, and it's like, right? No, hell, nobody did. We signed up for the opportunity at love, period.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I mean, I signed up for the opportunity at love and the opportunity to be on TV, but.
Well, I didn't know how big the show was, and I just didn't, so.
But it's also, it's like, they do forget that we're humans. They forget that we're people and they expect us to know how to do everything perfectly and curated and like know the right things to say just because we were on a show. And it's like, we're on a reality TV show. They take us as humans in like a normal everyday life. Like, you know, I had a full-time job. I didn't have any of the answers to anything. Like I'm just experiencing life as an average American human. And then now all of a sudden I'm supposed to know every single way to approach everything, how to say all the right things all the time and all this stuff and not be annoying or whatever. Like, okay, I'm annoying. I don't care. I'm annoying. Like, don't talk to me then if you think I'm annoying. That's okay with me. But then you put that thought in other people's heads and then people are getting hate on it. Like you were just like Reality Steve is just creating a very negative environment for all of us. Encouraging people to make fun of us, encouraging people to have reasons not to like us and send us death threats and hate mail and like all this stuff. It's just not right. And I mean, we're all sick of it, obviously. Like people are coming out and that's not like what happened to me with him was awful. And you know, the sad part is like I could take it. You know, I could take it. I'm like, I've experienced stuff like this before. But what didn't sit right with me was the thought that what if he does this to a woman who can't take it because she hasn't experienced this before? And so then she now like this is going to trouble her or she gets herself into a situation where with him that she doesn't know what to do. I can't live with myself knowing that I didn't at least warn someone that that could potentially happen to them because not everyone has the same story. Not all us women have the same story. And so I had to say something for the sake of the future of women that come out of this franchise. So I could like at least try to protect them in some way, because if he still is claiming he had no idea he had power over us, what would he have done with that power that he has that he was not made aware of?
Kept on going. No, and I actually, what's crazy about what you just said, I actually love what Natasha mentioned on Clickbait, where she basically talked about he came out with a live and turned off his comments because, if I remember what she said, he basically went, there's so only so much hate that one person can take in 24 hours. It's like, bruh, welcome to our world, motherfucker. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you like it when the shoe's on the other foot? Like, come on, man. Like,
and that's just the weak. Other thing too. Yes. Like, how do you like it when the shoe's on the other foot? Because you will sit there and trash every single one of us for clicks, for views, website traffic, cheap laughs. You will do all of that. But whenever it's turned on you, you want it to stop?
Yeah.
I'm exactly. Sorry, but we've all wanted it to stop for years now.
It's the whole
thing. And you have continued to tear people down continuously. And not only that, yeah, really fucking creepy, bro. Like, really fucking creepy. Like, that's too much. Like, you know that you have a position of power. Stop pretending that you don't. I don't buy this whole, I didn't believe I didn't have any power. I never thought about it that way. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit.
I wish you on that. How do you feel about him saying in a statement, there's going to be a point where we stop talking about this?
That's rich. It's very rich of him to say that. Are you kidding me? There's going to be a point where he stops talking about this. There's not, dude. Like, because there's so many people like, no, we're not going to stop talking about this. No, we will not stop talking about this because this is something that everyone needs to know about. This is like, you know, tell everyone. Reality Steve is doing things that are things a lot of other men are doing out there every day in the world. Like, this is
microcosm.
This is a problem. This is very disgusting. This is not fair. And I know it's not just to the women, but like the women, you know, we're the most vulnerable. So maybe he like targets it first, but the men too, like he talks mad shit about all of us. He talks mad shit. And it's so not fair because he doesn't even really know us. And like the second he got to know me and then tried to like weirdly take some kind of sexual advance towards me, then he was like, okay, I'll stop talking crap about her. And I'm like, that right there is manipulation. That right there is the entire problem. That is your power that you're using. And for you to say you don't see it that way is complete bullshit. And you're doing it all for money. For money.
And I'm sure he's getting paid really well, which is the sad part. Like, well, not, taking advantage of all these people.
His intent is not good. Like, you know, in life, we make mistakes. We say things we don't mean. We do things we don't realize what we're doing. But our intent is never, like, we don't realize, like, our intent came across that way. Or we're like, our intent is still to be a good person. Like, oh, my intent was, I thought you were pretty, or blah, blah. No, his intent is, I want to ruin your life. It's terrible intent. It's, I want to embarrass you. I want to make people question you. It's nasty intent. And his intent is also money. It's all about getting paid. He said, oh, I will destroy, defame your character for money. It's all about the intent.
Definitely so. I felt that when I agree with you guys, both of you. And it's the intent was completely wrong. He's doing it for money. When he said, I can't be canceled, that to me was such
that's hilarious.
Like, that's pompous shit right there.
Pompous, narcissistic, oblivious, male chauvinistic when he said we're going to stop talking about this. Like, bruh.
And that's the power that
you have. The power that you have, we're taking that shit back. The power that you have, Reality Steve, we're taking it back. You're going to learn today, baby.
Isn't that, wasn't that like his original sentiment? Like, I can't be canceled. Yeah, like him mentioning that right off the bat. Like that, you said that with your chest, bro. That is your true feeling, like behind it all. So it's like now for him to come out with the apology. I mean, to me, it's just words at this point, right? It's like he said all
that
the.
That was what motivated me. I said, he can't be canceled.
Watch this.
Oh, no, baby. You're going to learn today. Exactly.
You're going to learn today, baby. We won't put that on a hoodie, right? You're going to learn today, baby. The issue with people. Like, I support people apologizing, right? None of us is perfect, right? But when you make, I don't even want to say the words, he don't deserve my intelligent words. When you say oblivious shit, like, I cannot be canceled. There's going to be a point where we stop talking about this. Your actions are showing me that you are only apologizing because you got caught.
Yep.
Not because of what you did. So therefore, homie, I can't accept your apology, right?
And exactly.
I need people to know that. Like, we apologize because one, we made either one or two ways we apologize. One, we genuinely fucked up, and we were put in check. Like Demi, you had mentioned you had been put in check earlier, and I appreciate you saying that. And then two, when we like, damn, I got caught. I'm just gonna do whatever I need to do. Like I said about Chris, when I said he's gonna have to do his apology tour, right?
It's reactive, it's performative. Yeah.
It's performative, exactly. I don't fuck with that.
No, and I mean,
I agree.
And I mean, think about what he said. Like, I cannot be canceled. I mean, is that not the definition of like a power trip?
Yeah,
so
for him not to think that he had, there's a power dynamic with these relationships. It's like,
I cannot
wake up,
be canceled.
Dude.
Like, bro, who are you, homie? He needs to humble himself. And the way that he needs to humble himself is that it's going to be the fans taking the power and humbling Steven.
Exactly. Don't go on his, I mean, like there, it's one thing to spoil the show. I mean, the guy, that's how he originally got his fame. But then like all that extra shit where you get into other people's personal lives and, you know, you're just basically going off hearsay or rumors or text messages that could be, you know, faked for whatever reason, like that's just crossing the line. And that's where, you know, I mean, imagine what it must feel like for like Demi, your friends and family, you know, that when he talks shit about you, like they hear all this stuff. Do they start doubting you now? Do they start questioning you whether, you know, certain news out there is true or not? You know, and if they may look at you differently, and that really sucks. I mean, he's infiltrating like your personal life, and that's not something he should do. Like one thing is spoiling the show. If you want to do the rumors and about who won or whatnot, then that's fine. But I mean, what he's doing is just crazy.
It's the
wrong.
The personal opinions are what make it wrong. And like, yes, if you want to spoil the show, go for it. But the second you start calling people names, saying how much you dislike someone, and you know you have like a loyal fan base to you, like people go to him for the spoilers. And then they see him saying these nasty things about us. And then they start thinking those things because they trust him. Because surely he must be right, since he's right about his spoilers, like we talked about. And that's not fair. And then it's also not fair that we have to try to like work with him, and he's so weird and creepy. And like, I remember being on the phone call with him, and I texted my dad as I'm on the phone with him, and he's telling me about his sex dream. I text my dad and I'm like, Dad, I'm on the phone with Reality TV telling me about a sex dream right now. And my dad texts me, he said, get off now. And like, I mean, I have every bit of textual evidence of all of these things happening, but like, I don't even need them because it's already believable by just seeing the one screenshot that I posted, because it's like that uncomfortable. And if he wasn't that like unsure of how uncomfortable he was making me or potentially going to make me, he wouldn't have said, keep it a secret. He wouldn't have said, I really hope you don't tell anyone about this. Like that right there.
Exactly.
If you don't want someone to tell someone about something, like that means that you're doing something shady.
I want to say something bigger than Reality Steve, right? Bigger than Steven, which affects all of us in society. Because if you are in any business, in order for your business to profit, people have to know about you, right? And Steven said something in his statement today, which he said back then when he started off, he was doing the same thing Perez Hilton was doing, like all these reality shows were doing, or all these outlets were doing, and people were eating it up. And so now I want to put the onus on us as audience, right? When we see this shit, we need to stop feeding into it. We need to stop giving them clicks. We need to we need to breed positivity. I don't really care if the dude spoils the show. I really don't. That's an outlet. People want to see that, right? Some people want it, some people don't. That I have no issue with. But when you come at people, we have to stop feeding into that. It's human nature for us to, on my IG, I get more likes when I smile. So guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start smiling more, right? We see what people like and what people pick up. So I'm calling all of us out, and we gotta stop letting him pick that shit up, because obviously we were enabling that not enabling the way he spoke to Demi. I wanna make sure I got that, make sure everyone knows that clear. Not enabling the way that he spoke to you. I'm talking about enabling him for talking shit about people.
No, not only talking shit, but talking shit, you know, with fake news as evidence, right? I mean, his whatever journalistic integrity he had, I mean, took a major blow. I mean, you look at somebody like Jenna Cooper. I mean, I was hearing on the Chatty Broads podcast, like, she almost took her life. She almost took her life because of all the shit. And it's like everything was fabricated. And it's like, you're really fucking not only with, you know, somebody's personal life, but their mental, the mental aspect of their life. And it's just like, man, I mean, exactly. if people don't see that, awesome. Yeah, like if people don't see that and like take this guy's news with a grain of salt from now on, I mean, again, you know, if he snaps a picture, he knows who went home on week three, you know, I mean, if there's evidence to that, okay, great. You could believe that. But like all this hearsay and talk about other people and their personal lives, like I think if you didn't hear the news from the horse's mouth or that person's mouth, then, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Well, it's just like he knows what he's doing. Like, obviously, yeah. He's not talking all this shit about people for them to, like, get positive reactions. Like, he's promoting hate.
Absolutely.
He's promoting the hateful messages. He's promoting the death threats. He's encouraging people to do these things. And that is just completely the wrong way to behave. And there's no excuse for that. And there's his apologies have not been enough for him, like for me to like even consider like his forgiveness, because it's like, dude, you purposefully are ruining people's lives. Like, you know what your comments are doing to them. You know this. You know there's a power that you have. You're not stupid. You're clearly not stupid. You're figuring out all this information about people, and you're loading up a gun and just taking people out target by target with it, and like ruining people's lives and hurting them so much. And I have no respect for it. I will not forgive him until he can just be straight up about it and be like, yeah, you know what? I knew what I was doing and I shouldn't have done it. And I do feel bad about it now. And, you know, some kind of apology. I don't even know what it would look like, but this whole, I didn't know.
It's going to look like dynamic, from action.
It's not it.
It's going to look like from action.
Exactly.
Well, Demi, I mean, as you know, your big brother, we love and support you. And we want to let you know that your feelings are 100% validated. And 100%. The people need to be held accountable. Steven needs to be held accountable. I want to ask, like, what advice do you have for women and or people who may be afraid to speak out in situations like this, whether it be in the workplace? Because the three of us don't have a traditional corporation workplace. So what is your advice to those individuals when they have a power dynamic, when someone is taking advantage or treating them disrespectfully, whether it be harassment, assault, anything in that regard?
You know, it's a lot easier said than done. Obviously, it's very scary because, I don't know, as women, we just, like I said, societal conditioning. So, you know, I don't want to be the one who like holds the torch and says like, this is what we should do. But I think that going about it publicly is easier, not easier, but a safer route, because then it's not just, you're not alone coming out against somebody. So then you have like support from other people, and you don't feel like you were in the wrong, because like you could accuse or not accuse, you could like speak your truth about something. You could say what happened, and then there will be people that doubt you. And you know, if you just tell them personally, and they'll be like, are you sure that's what happened? Or maybe this, maybe that. But if you do it publicly, you have the opinion of the masses, and then you get that support that you need. Like I've had a few people reach out to me after I came out about Reality C, which I didn't want to do that. Like that made me sick to my stomach. That made me scared. I felt in some weird twisted way, felt terrible about it, but I knew I had to protect future people and future women. But there was women that came out to me and they messaged me, and I don't know how true they are or not. So like, I'm not saying this 100% facts. They gave me detailed stories of similar situations with Reality Steve that they had encountered, women in Dallas, about how like almost the similar things about sex dreams and weird things. Oh, and they asked me not to share them publicly. So I don't know if they are completely true or not. So I don't want anyone to think like, you know, take that as a fact, but it's like they're even scared to go out, you know, and speak about it if it is true or whatever it might be. But I think it's important to not base your opinion on the people close to you if, you know, because they want to protect you as well. So maybe doing it more publicly, speaking out about it on a platform where more people can be aware, share their stories with you, and then you don't feel so alone in it and you don't feel wrong for it whenever you know that you haven't done anything wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I feel like it's like a power in numbers thing. Like all you women came together and came out, you know, Jenna and Jade and Christina, you, I mean, that's very powerful. You know what I mean? And I commend you ladies for being so brave and, you know, not putting up with this. And Tayshia, like you said, and Tayshia as well. And like you said, I mean, you've probably inspired people out there to come forward, you know, maybe not necessarily with Reality Steve, but in their own situations where, you know, they're afraid to come out. So kudos to you.
Well, you said something in that, Demi, that made me feel a type of way. It made me feel sad, right? For my gender. Some, not all women feel inferior to men, are scared of men, are scared of what men may do. That's sad. I need men out there to, you know, it's like me being black in America. I feel that other people are scared of me at times. Well, I take the bass out of my voice when I see an old lady, right? And we need to hear that. Let that sink into our souls as men and do our damnedest not to let the next person walk down the street, the next lady that we see and encounter, ever feel that way. I can't impute enough how much I want men to hear my words right now when I say this. That's terrible. That's a terrible feeling that you feel that way, because it shouldn't be. And I stand with you. You know I got your back on everything. You already know that. I just genuinely need men to know that. And then to what you were saying as well, it made me think of the women of season 25, when I thought it was amazing. Like when they all came together, and it goes to what you were saying, power in numbers, right? I love your response to that. No one is saying that you have to have the right answer, but what, Demi, I need you to know is that someone hears you and someone's listening to you, right? And they're going to be able to stand up to the situation that they're in right now. So I thank you for that as well.
Thank you, Mike. You're so sweet. You all are both so sweet to me. Thank you. And, you know,
I'm still going
to
talk shit about you, though.
I love a good roast. Roasting is my love language, baby. Let's go.
But, Demi, we loved having you on. We're going to have you on again. Thank you so much for being on the pod today. You know, talking it out.
The bravery, courage. Thank you. Appreciate
you. Thank you guys for having me. Mike, I miss you. Brian, I've never met you, but please give your wife a hug and a kiss for me because I'm obsessed with her.
Will do. Will do.
I love having Demi on today, man. I can't emphasize enough that we appreciate her. We believe her. We have her back. She was courageous. We don't stand for anything of any negativity, quite honestly, for it. And I stand by my words. If you're a man and you say that you are a feminist and you have respect for women, you need to call out your other male counterparts when they do some stupid stuff. Simple as that.
100%, man. And like, again, I speak for the male species as well. Like, our job is to protect these women. You know what I mean? Like, we want to protect them. We want to serve them. We want to, you know, cherish them and respect them at the end of the day. And, you know, anything less is not acceptable. And again, I'm just really proud of Demi for coming out and, you know, joining forces with all these other powerful women that, you know, called out the bullshit straight up. And, you know, I hope, you know, Reality Steve knows what he did and, you know, he shows some accountability for it.
Definitely so. His statement, it was so egotistical. Like we spoke about, we're gonna all forget about this, guys. Who, bro? I'm done. So I will say, like I said to everyone else, it's via your action. I will mess up. I have messed up. I write about it in my book that I've messed up. It's your actions. And that action was not right.
Exactly. And I mean, at the end of the day, those are just words. And it's like, you got to question whether he did that. You know, is he doing that as like a PR move, as a, you know, a damage control move, or it's like, I got to save my money, or I got to protect what I got. And I'm just going to come out with all this, all these words. And, you know, he said it all the key words, you know, I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm going to do better, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we don't need all that. Like you said, Mike, we need action. And on that note, it's been a great podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought we flushed a lot of things out. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We appreciate you all.
We definitely do appreciate you. I want to hear from you all. Like, we on Talking Out truly read. I don't know if y'all see on our IG. I like and comment back onto all of y'all. We genuinely want to hear from you guys on what topics that you want to hear, your opinions, your stories, and your insights. So please don't forget to leave us a like, a comment, follow, message us on social at Talking It Out BN. That's Talking It Out, B as in Bachelor in His Nation, on our IG, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, baby, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Wondery app, or wherever you listen to right now. Don't DM me no more. Make sure you hit that subscribe, baby.
Hit that subscribe button.